Well, South African bonds traded weaker today as the market geared up for Thursday's interest rate decision by the Reserve Bank and the result of recent ratings reviews by S&P Global and Moody's on Friday, bearing in mind that if both S&P Global and Moody's cut local currency ratings to junk, South Africa will be ejected from Citi's World Government Bond Index. So with the range-bound rand providing little direction to the market, we've had the R186 bid at 9.53% from 9.39% yesterday, the R207 coming in at 8.16%, and that from 8.09% yesterday. In the US, in the meantime, bond yields falling after the dollar made little headway against the euro on the day. The US 10-year treasury last trading at 2.3435%, as you can see there, from 2.37% yesterday. We're joined on the line now by Malcolm Charles, who's fixed income portfolio manager at Investec Asset Management, for more on what's been playing out in that space. Malcolm, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, bulk of the attention this week on credit reviews from both S&P and Moody's, where downgrades to sub-investment grade could trigger forced selling of up to $12 billion of South African bonds. How's that impacting sentiment and flows at the moment?
Well, I mean, flows is quite easy. I mean, we've had foreign outflows of about $20 billion over the last couple of weeks. So some of that was a reaction to the budget, and some of it is preempting a possible downgrade. So I think the more active managers are looking at emerging markets as a whole, and South Africa in particular, and saying, you know what, there's just too much risk around at the moment, there's too much uncertainty, let me get out. So we've seen net flows there. So sentiment, on the other hand, is equally as bad. You know, people are worried about politics. They're very, very nervous about the rating agencies on Friday. And on top of that, Turkey's had a complete wobble over the last couple of days, where their bonds have gone, you know, close to 13%, and their currency's weakened dramatically. So the whole complex of emerging markets in our time zone are a little bit nervous, to say the least.
Yeah. Malcolm, as far as South Africa is concerned, what are you penciling in? Are you seeing ratings agencies cut South Africa's rand-denominated debt to junk status? I mean, I've had some commentary out from analysts out there saying South Africa's tried very hard not to avoid cuts.
Well, I don't think they've tried hard enough. I mean, that budget was a poor budget. We all know that. There was no plan going forward. And I think that is why Moody's are actually giving us a review. We weren't due for a review from Moody's. They were quite happy where we stood. And then, you know, the medium-term budget changed all that. So I think that is a bit of a, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit. I think S&P are honestly on the cusp. I think they might want to wait until February, but I don't think they've got the patience anymore. I think they have run out of patience. If I had a bet, I would say they're going to downgrade us. And I think Moody's, we might just scrape through with one more warning to say, you know, by February you need to have done X, Y, Z. Otherwise, you're going to join them.
Yeah. If that cut does come through from S&P, I mean, what are you factoring in as far as rand decline is concerned, and then also expectations on the bond yield front?
So if one of them downgrades us, then we fall out of the Barclays aggregate, and that's about $3 billion. Mm-hmm. And you rightly said that there's another nine for the Wigby if both of them downgrade us. So one downgrade is... Look, yeah, I think there might be a couple of relief people that the other $9 billion is not going to fly out immediately. So the market might actually probably weaken a little bit. I think the rand will weaken, you know, 15, 20 cents. Bonds will sell off a little bit. But I think within a day or two, they might have retraced that, thinking, okay, let's give them 3 months and maybe, you know, we can save the Moody's one in February.
Yeah. Malcolm, of course, that is casting a shadow over the SARB's interest rate decision this week, but that too very much, you know, important. So let's take a look at that. What are your expectations as far as interest rate decision by the Reserve Bank is concerned come Thursday?
I think rates clearly on hold. And if anything, a very cautious note from the governor. I think we saw that shift at the last meeting in September. They were worried about the politics. They were worried about the budget, quite rightly so in hindsight. And I think they're going to look at this and say, guys, with the rand having done what it has since the last meeting, with the uncertainty with foreign flows since the last meeting, we're definitely going to stay on hold and, you know, we're going to be vigilant.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. Malcolm, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Malcolm Charles is fixed income portfolio manager at Investec Asset Management.